Project 1015. Got Wild Earth Guardians, and I've got the Wild Earth Guardian in this morning. John, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, Chris. How you doing this morning?
I'm pretty good. I wish I had a scooter like you.
Well, it's that time of year, you know, when the weather's nice, we break out the scooter and we reduce our carbon footprint. Mm-hmm. That and a little biking, you know,
Did you do biking last week, though?
Last week was okay. Bike to week. I did not bike every day, but I did bike 3 days.
So now it's scoot to work week.
It's scoot to work, and I'm actually sort of I'm cross training. I scoot some days.
Getting ready for the triathlon. No. You might have to do some scooting in the triathlon.
My cross training is scooting to work some days, and biking others. When I scoot, I don't burn as many calories, and my fitness definitely does not get. I don't get much fitter.
When my dog scoots, I just get grossed out.
Anyway, I'm not going to touch that one.
Welcome. Yeah, we probably should just leave it at that. What's on the Wild Earth Guardians agenda today, sir?
Well, you know, there is this federal agency that I won't even use its name because...
Do you dare not speak it?
No, I dare not speak it because its name is so misleading. I will tell you this. It is a federal agency within the U.S. Department of Agriculture that uses your tax dollars to kill more than 5 million animals every year.
How many?
5 million.
Come on.
No, it's crazy.
5 million?
When I first heard about this agency 25 years ago, when I was like a sophomore in college, I was like, you know, that maybe in the 19th century, I would have believed that. Perhaps in the early 20th. But as
I'm not sure they had 5 million animals back in the 19th century.
As with many crazy things, somehow they get started, then they get entrenched, and it's hard to...
Unseat them.
And this agency is executing what we call the government's war on wildlife. And they do it largely to the benefit of agribusinesses and ranchers all across the country, and mostly in the American West. And a lot of what they do... they do on public land. So it's one of these things that...
And to the detriment of the whole biosystem.
Yeah. Yeah. There's... And you know what it is? It's a shoot first, ask questions later. So it's really completely out of touch with what I think most Americans want, which is for us to coexist with large carnivores and other wildlife. And we got to figure out... I'd like us all to ask, we're going to start putting pressure on Senator Tom Udall and the rest of our congressional delegation to demand an investigation of this agency. They're totally secretive. They do not like to disclose what they're doing it, when they're doing it, what their methods are. But this is an agency that poisons, aerial guns, traps, snares.
Is it possible that the cattle mutilation that I read about last week was possibly a result of this?
It could be an employee gone bad.
A rogue?
A rogue employee.
A renegade?
From the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Oh, brother. Are you serious?
No.
It's that bad?
No. I do not think that would be the case, but the rogue employee part. But no, this agency, its time is up. And instead of having a sort of the dominant paradigm... or especially on public lands, to be kill first, ask questions later when dealing mm-hmm. with conflicts between wildlife and livestock, we need to ensure that that we're coexisting and that we're not spending federal money to kill all these animals.
At least that we know what our tax dollars are doing exactly.
You know, transparency would be a good start. That would be a good first step. But ultimately, you know, we don't want to know just that the body count is what it is and where it's occurring and what cruel methods are being used. We'd like to see the agency's lethal budget eliminated altogether. And we want to start it off by asking Senator Udall to kick off an investigation into this federal agency within the Department of Agriculture.
All right. So have you fired off a few letters? A few stern letters?
What
have you done?
We have, well, about a week and a half ago, we filed a nationwide lawsuit challenging this agency's kind of underlying mandate to operate. Mm-hmm. And what was great is a newspaper in California, the Sacramento Bee, with a long history of investigative journalism.
I grew up there, so yeah.
Well, there you go. Sacramento Bee is a great newspaper.
It is.
It's a really good newspaper. Cannot be said of every newspaper in this day and age.
No. Unfortunately. It's kind of been, they've been slowly getting kind of conglomeratized, I think.
And
conglomeratized and conglomeratized.
I'm old school. I'm a newspaper guy. I love to have the morning newspaper in my hands. But the Sacramento Bee did this investigative report and like a 3 or 4 part series exposing all of this agency's dirty, nasty ways, bunch of undercover employees. And
that came out after you sent the letter off?
This came out... we sort of had an inside scoop as to when the story was coming out because we were working with the reporter. So our lawsuit came out soon, kind of in the midst of all of that coverage. Okay. So we got a spotlight that's being shown on this agency.
Like a planned marketing strategy.
There you go.
Zing.
There you go. Okay, and and since then, couple congressmen have asked for an investigation, but we need the pressure to mount.
Yeah.
So
is there anything we can do? We meaning I and us that are not on call for Wild Earth Guardians 24 hours a day.
You know what? I think the best thing to do is write a personal handwritten note, 2 paragraphs, telling any one of our congressional delegation, any one of our members, from Ben Ray Lujan to Bingaman, Udall, Heinrich, or even Steve Pierce, who's back in the dark ages there in southern New Mexico, telling them from your personal perspective why you think this agency should be scrutinized and ultimately have all of its lethal control funding cut. So personal letter to any one of those folks, I think, would help.
Why do you think Steve Pierce is from the dark ages? Is it because he wheels around that Iron Maiden with him wherever he goes?
I know not of what you speak.
I don't either. Iron Maiden's a rock band.
Well, I know. I thought you said the Iron Maiden, as if there was some Iron Maiden in his life.
No. It was an old, inquisitional torture device, I think. I was just making a gag.
There's a link here between the torture devices that the Wildlife Services Agency, I just revealed their name.
Oh, my God!
I can't stand that name.
I thought you dared not speak their name.
How about that name? Wildlife Services. We're here to serve.
It's very Orwellian.
We kill five. It's totally Orwellian.
Yeah.
They used to be called Animal Damage Control. A much more candid, honest, transparent name of their mission. Mm-hmm, and they realized that people didn't like that one all that much. And so they changed it to, as you noted, the Orwellian name, Wildlife Services. Well.
Poppycock and balderdash.
Yes.
All right, folks. Write a letter, send a note, make a phone call.
Your voice matters.
WildEarthGuardians.org for info, and I'm going to post this as a podcast at SantaFe.com in just a few minutes as soon as I'm able. John, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Chris.
Have a good one.
You too.